want to share with you even a deeper story, if I could say deeper. A few years ago, I gave a concert for the bus drivers in Israel, Egged. I mean, everybody knows they're the cutest, the finest, unbelievable people. And they were there with their families, they had a picnic, or the bus drivers were somewhere in Tivon, in a park. And at the concert I said, bus drivers, you're not simple bus drivers. When someone comes and asks you the way from Tel Aviv to Haifa, you think they only ask you the way from Tel Aviv to Haifa? They ask you, what should I do with my life? They don't know the way anymore. So I bless you. You should always know what to say. During the mission, I walk around and I talk to the bus drivers. And a very simple bus driver comes to me and he says, I want you to know one thing. When I make Kiddush, it's holy. When my wife benches Licht, it's the holy of holiest. Ah, I see, different kind of language. Begin talking to him. He opened up his heart to me and says, you know, when you sit at the bus drivers, a little rabbis, when people come and ask us the way, it's true. Let me tell you a story which happened to me a few weeks ago. I'm driving the bus, the last bus, between Haifa and Tel Aviv. After Zichron Yaakov, there's an old cemetery. It's not really a bus stop, but if someone's standing there, I pick them up. A few weeks ago, I saw a lady standing there. There was nobody in the bus, I was all alone. She comes on the bus. I see she is beside herself. She says, tell me the truth. Did you see her? I say, whom did I see? The other woman, didn't you see her standing with me? I says, you know something, I didn't pay that much attention. I see she's just having a nervous breakdown. I say, sit down behind me and tell me your story. This is the story of Shomlin and Dari. All of you people, open your hearts. It's an awesome story. I was born in Lodz. And when the Germans came to Lodz, I was 4 years old. I loved my father and my mother, but the most, I loved my Zayde. My Zayde and I, so special, so deep. Whenever I was crying, my mother came running and my father. You know who came running first? My Zayde. Sometimes I had the feeling even before I cry, my Zayde only, only my Zayde. He could hear me cry before I cried. And I was only crying in my heart. The Germans came one morning. My mother said to me, I'm so sorry. For a few days you have to go to a non-Jewish neighbor. Promise you won't make any noise. Promise you'll behave. I'll be back in a few days. She carried me. My mother left. After she left, the non-Jewish neighbors came into my room with a kitchen knife. And they held it over me and they said, if you make noise, we'll have to kill you. Because he'll endanger our life and the life of our children. I never said one word. I never cried. But inside, deep inside, I was crying. And I was always wondering if my Zayde hears me cry. The war came to an end. I came to Israel with thousands of kids, got married, I've grown up children. I never told anybody about my Zed. The hurt was too deep. A few weeks ago, I was at a party, and people began telling stories to each other, where they were born. I said, I'm from Lodz. And the Yid gets up and he says, what's your name? Where were you? And somehow, I mentioned my Zed, I remembered him. You know something? I knew your Zeta. Do you know that your Zeta survived Auschwitz? He came to Israel and he knew that everybody was not there anymore, but he knew that you're alive. He came looking for you. When he couldn't find you, he died of heartache and he is buried in the cemetery outside Zichron Yaakov. Life again. This morning I decided to go to the cemetery to look for my grandfather's grave. It took me a long time. Only just about sunset I found his grave. I haven't spoken to Mercedes so long. Suddenly I'm on his grave. I fell on the grave and I said, Zeta, Mazisa, Zeta. Nobody ever took your place in my heart. Zeta, do you know how much I love you? Do you know how much I miss you? Then I began crying from the deepest depths of my heart and I said, Zeta, Zeta, Zeta. Years when I was crying inside, did you hear me? And I was yelling on top of my lungs, Zeta, just tell me, did you hear me? While I'm crying, suddenly he had this unbelievable flash. Maybe my mother's also alive. Maybe she's somewhere looking for me. And I yelled, Zeta, where's my mother? Said, I'm begging you, tell me. I don't know what happened to me. Suddenly I saw a woman blessed in dark. I couldn't see her face, but she embraced me. She kissed me. The bus driver said, you know what she said to me? Everybody can embrace you, but the way your mother holds you, there's only one person in the world, your mother. I never forgot the way my mother kisses me. This woman was holding me, and she said to me in Yiddish, Matakin, this kid, I swear to you, your Zeta heard you all the time. I swear to you, your Zeta hears you today. And I was saying, where's my mother? Where's my mother? She kept on saying, your Zeta hears you all the time. I don't know how long this was going on. Then she says to me, my Zeta's kin, my Takin. It's schon spät. It's late. Come, I'll take you to the bus station.